Hi everyone, this is Ben, and for today's Lent reflection, we're going to be reading Isaiah chapter 43, verses 16 through 21. This is what the Lord says, He who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who drew out the chariots and horses, the army and reinforcements together, and they lay there, never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honor me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise. One of the things my students really love to talk to me about is what they're going to do after graduation. College can feel like this really safe and fun and exciting time of our lives, and as graduation looms, it can be a little scary. And when I have the same conversation with enough people, I start to develop kind of my go-to stock answers. And one of the things I often say when I have these conversations is I don't really know what your next year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years looks like, but I can say pretty confidently that God will surprise you. That's been the story of my life for sure. God has always come through in surprising, interesting, and creative ways that I didn't expect. And I think this is good because it reminds me that I'm serving and following a living God and not just a set of doctrines and ideas. Life with God is full of surprises. Now, for somebody like me, that's actually really good news. I love a surprise, and I love the feeling that anything could happen. But I also know that sometimes surprises can be scary. I know the feeling of anxiety and future tripping and just wondering what new disaster is around the corner. I think oftentimes in our really stressed out and high-speed world, we can tend to live in that place and anticipate danger at every turn. This is why passages like Isaiah 43 are so important for me, because they ground me in the reality that God's new thing, the thing that even now is springing up, is a stream in the desert. It's provision, it's goodness, it's kindness, it's abundance. God has good surprises around every corner. The writer Henry Nouwen puts it this way. He says, "We must learn to live each day, each hour, yes, each minute as a new beginning, as a unique opportunity to make everything new. Imagine that we could live each moment as a moment pregnant with new life. Imagine that we could live each day as a day full of promises. Imagine that we could walk through the new year always listening to the voice saying to us, 'I have a gift for you, and I can't wait for you to see it.' Imagine." This is not wishful thinking. It's a radical trust in the God who is on our side and with us in all things. It's deep surrender to the God who is doing a new thing and irrigating deserts in our lives and in the world. As we race towards Easter, I want to remember, even in the midst of all the difficulties and challenges and fears and stresses, that the resurrection of Jesus means that no matter what, the future is bright. Jesus, I love you. I'm grateful for you. Help me to remember that you have good things in mind for me. Help me not to be afraid of what lies around the corner, but to know that you are doing a new thing, even now it springs up, and that you are bringing abundance even into the place of desolation. We love you, Jesus. We look forward to your resurrection, even as we journey with you to the cross. Thank you for being with us. In your name, amen.